Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Damascus, Syria. Turkey and Russia may go to war at any moment. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to the broadcast table to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Well, talk to me about Turkey. They're not rattling a sword necessarily, but they are threatening to go after Russia and the Russian back offensive of Bashar Assad there in the northeastern section of Syria. They're up near Idlib. And as the Syrian forces are moving towards the border with Turkey, and being backed by Russia, Turkey's getting really upset about this, aren't they?
Well, and the Russians are getting very worried of these threats, of this very real threat from Erdogan to launch a very significant invasion into the Idlib area against Syrian troops. Reports that we're getting from Reuters and others suggest that there are 15,000 Turkish soldiers and special forces troops in northwest Syria today. That's a very large reinforcement. More convoys are pouring into the area from Turkey as we speak. And the Russians themselves have been warning about this. They're saying this would be a disaster. We don't want to see a confrontation between Turkey and the Syrian government. Why? Because, as you mentioned, Russia is supporting the Syrian government and its offensive. Here's where the two countries have a battle, if you wish, have a conflict, Jimmy. The Turks are actually supporting remnants of ISIS in Idlib and northwestern Syria against the Syrian regime. So just as they did in 2014 when they supported the original ISIS, today Turkey is supporting a regenerated ISIS, a renamed or rebranded ISIS in northwestern Syria. The Syrian government is trying to kill them and trying to get them out of that region, and the Russians are helping them. So that is a very real conflict, and now we see the Turks reinforcing militarily to carry it out.
Ken Timmerman with the details on how close a war may be between Turkey and Russia in northern Syria. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The three nations mentioned in Ken's report, Turkey, Russia, and Syria, are the same nations mentioned in Bible prophecy, Ezekiel 38 and Daniel 11. However, the prophetic passages don't reveal that these three nations will fight each other. The prophetic passages say that these three nations will form a coalition to try and destroy the Jewish state of Israel. What we see today in these three nations there in the region of the Middle East is the stage where the end of times drama will be played out. In conflict today, these three nations will be a coalition in the near future to fulfill God's plan for the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...